Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon. This is Word and Prayer in the Eyes of a Lay Member. My name is Mary Armstrong, coming to you today with the word from the Lord. And my subject is the new birth through the day on this rainy Tuesday afternoon. But this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We're glad to be with you today. God has been so good. And we just want to share a word with you today to encourage you as you go about your day today. We're talking about, this is coming from John, the third chapter. And it says, starting at the first verse, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And we're going to go to gives references, 750. Nicodemus said unto them, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, doeth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? Because he had went and talked to Jesus. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man come can do these things, miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter his second time into his mother's womb and be born? And he's asking a question. Now, we're going to pause here and go to God in prayer. Most precious and all-wise God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for this day that you have allowed us to wake up to, knowing, God, that all power is in your hands. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us today. We thank you for our life, health, and our strength. We thank you, Lord, because without you, we realize we can do nothing. And, Lord, you have been better to us than we have been to ourselves. We thank you, God, for giving us eyesight to see. We thank you, Lord, for giving us strength in our limbs, God, able to get up and take care of ourselves. We thank you, Lord, for having our right mind today, because so many don't even have the right mind, Lord. But we have so much to give you praise and thankful for. Oh, God, as we go through this day, help us to think on the goodness of Jesus and give you praise. We ask you, Lord, to bless the sick and the afflicted and the bereaved families today, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct us as we go through this day. Amen and amen. Praise God. Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus couldn't understand because he was looking through the human eyes. And you cannot see the spiritual side through the human eyes. Praise God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit, he was of the Pharisees. And he was a master of Israel. But he could not see the spiritual side. And Jesus, look what he's telling him. More than not, I say unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot not see, tell where hence it cometh, and where it goeth. So if anyone that is born of the Spirit, you can't see the wind, but you see the effects of the wind. You see the trees blowing. You may see the leaves blowing on the ground, but you can't see the wind. When you're in the church, someone may be happy over you on this side, and then before you know it, the Spirit hit somebody on that side. But you can't see the Spirit. You see the effects of the Spirit. And listen what Nicodemus says. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? He couldn't understand. Well, let us go to the sixth chapter, the fifth verse. Let us go to the sixth chapter. How can these things be? Lord, have mercy. He could not understand. 6:52. Lord, he couldn't see because he was looking through the natural eye. That's what he was looking through. And you cannot see that through the natural eye. The Jews, therefore, throw. Now, that's the chapter Jesus is talking. He's preaching, and this is what he's talking about, the communion. And you know the communion, he's talking about his body, and they couldn't understand. The Jews, therefore, strode among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in me. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drink my blood, turn alive, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. He's talking about the communion, praise God. And he said, when you drink this, don't do it unworthily, praise God. And let a man examine himself. He's talking about the spiritual side. But they were thinking about eating his flesh and drinking his blood in the natural. They could not see the spiritual side of it. You can't see this thing spiritual. You have to see it. You have through the eyes of the flesh. Spiritual, when we take communion, we don't take it unworthily. He said, that's why many sleep and are sickly among you. He was talking about that spiritual side. When we take it, we're supposed to examine ourselves. Praise God. When we break the bread and eat the bread, that's his flesh, that's his body. And when we drink the juice, that's his blood. Praise God. And he said, we do it often in remembrance of him. But they couldn't see that. Praise the Lord. And we're supposed to do that in remembrance of him. That's communion. That's what we do in remembrance of him. And they couldn't see that. And Jesus said unto him, art thou a master of Israel? And knoweth not these things? Everybody in the church, even some of them that's got positions, they don't know God. He said in one chapter, many saying, Lord, Lord, is not going to enter in. They don't know who God is. Just like I talked about last week about the 10 virgins, 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. Those that were foolish played around. They didn't know who God was. They played around and they all went out. And they didn't even know that they had lost the Spirit of God. And when they went to go in, the door was shut. And they couldn't, Jesus said, I never knew you. Your work was of iniquity. You singing in the choir. You usher boy. You on the usher board. You paying your tithes and offering. But all of it was in vain. I never knew you. Depart from me. Your work was of iniquity. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath descended up to heaven, but ye that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, Son of Man be lifted up. In Numbers, the people grumbled about God. They talked about God and Moses. And God sent fiery serpents and bit them, and it killed so many. Because they talked about God and they talked about Moses. And that, if you want to find it, it's in Numbers, the 21st chapter, the 5th through the 9th verse. It's in Numbers, the 21st chapter, the 5th through the 9th verse. And they did wrong, and God sent fiery serpents, and it bit them. And a lot of them died. And then here they go to Moses. Moses goes to God. And God tell Moses to make a brass serpent and put it on a pole and lift it up. And those that look up to the serpent, they shall live. They kept doing wrong before God. And they'd have to go to Moses, and Moses would have to go to God. And then God would tell Moses what to do. Praise God. You can't continue to mumble and grumble and go on and disobey God. God is not pleased. He don't want us to mumble and grumble going through here. He wants us to obey and do what is right. He don't want us to keep mumbling and grumbling and going on. We don't need to do that, but we need to be obedient and do what God says. Because everybody going through your mind and saying, Lord, Lord, ain't going to enter in. It's a shame all the churches that we have in the world, in America, all the churches we have, and you see all these cars and people going to church. If all those people was living according to God's word, the world wouldn't be in the state that it's in today. But everybody saying, Lord, Lord, is not going to enter in. Praise God. You can go to church every Sunday. You can pay your tithes and offerings. But if you're not living according to God's word, you're not going to enter in. Many saying, Lord, Lord, but not going to enter in. We have to live this thing every day. We have to live holy. So holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. Jesus, we look to the heart, the outer appearance. He looks to the heart. That's what he looks at. Holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. We can dress the part, but if we're not living it, we're not going back with the Lord. Because he knows us better than ourselves. He knows us better than ourselves. Okay, and it says that whosoever believeth in me, in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's go to Romans 5 and 8. Let's go to Romans 5 and 8. Praise God. We go to the reference because the reference helps us to understand what God is telling us to do. Reference 5 and 8. But God commanded his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for the ungodly. He died for us. Find out. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we should be saved from wrath through him. Praise God. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Look at what he did for us. He paid the price that we might live. We was the one guilty. We was born in sin, caked in iniquity. But he paid the price. He went to the cross. Our sins went into Jesus Christ on the cross. The sins of the whole world. He died on the cross for us. When Adam disobeyed God, that threw everyone to be born into sin, escaped in iniquity. We didn't have a choice. It threw all of us to be born into sin, shaped in iniquity. All of the sins of the world went into Jesus on the cross. He said, prepare me a body, and I'll go down, and I'll redeem man. He didn't have no sin in him. Jesus prepared him a body. He got in the womb of Mary, a virgin. Never knew a man. He didn't have an earthly father. He didn't have an earthly father. He got into the body. The Holy Ghost was his daddy. He got into the body of Mary, and she carried him 9 months. The Holy Ghost overshadowed her, and she carried Jesus 9 months. God came down here in the body of Mary. Took on flesh and got into the body of Mary. She carried him 9 months. And she gave birth to him. And he was born as a baby. Grew up, took on the body of a baby. Grew up. They didn't even know who he was. The word of God said he came into his own, and his own received him not. They didn't know who he was. The religious leaders didn't even know who he was. He did miracles. When he was the age of 12 years old, he was in the temple. His parents went on their way home, thought he was with the kindred. They went a day's journey and found out he wasn't with the kindred. And they went back and found that he was in the temple with the lawyers and doctors. And he's asking questions. And they found it. And they asked him, he said, didn't you know that I must be about my father's business? But he went down and he was subject to them. But he was God, Jesus, God in the flesh. Some may not believe it, but he was God in the flesh. And he grew up. And they didn't even know. The religious leaders didn't even know who he was. He began to heal the sick. He raised the dead. And they was jealous of him. Everything he'd done, the age of 33, he began to do the work of God. He began to do the work, preaching and going on. But he came to die for the sins of the world. And when he went to the cross, the sins of the whole world was on him. Well, the Father had to turn his back. But he came to die for the sins of the world. And on the cross, they whipped him before he went to the cross. They whipped him. They beat him so he didn't look like an ordinary man. They beat him so. But he never said a mumbling word. But look at what happened. Look what the word said. Surely, 53, Isaiah, chapter of Isaiah. Surely he bore our grief. He carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. and with his stripes we are healed. Look at this. 1 Peter 2, for more references, that's how you find out what went on. 1 Peter 2. Who his own self bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep gone astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of our souls. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the shearer, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so opened he not his mouth. He did it for us. He did it for us. He paid the price, saints, for us. We don't have no excuse. We don't have no excuse. Praise our God. He did it. We don't have no excuse. Praise the Lord. And then it goes on to tell us, praise our God, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Praise our God. Look at God, what he did for us. Look at God, what he did for us. Hopefully, apostles on the broadcast where he can open up the mics. If you have any questions, you can ask questions. You can ask questions, and we're going to have a prayer. 524 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come unto condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they that hear shall live. Praise our God. Praise our God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come in the world, and man loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds be reproved. But he that cometh, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So if you want to do the right thing, you can come to the light. But Satan, he wants you to stay in darkness. But Jesus died on the cross. He took the sins of the whole world. All you got to do is believe what Jesus did on the cross. That's all you have to do is just believe what he did on the cross, and you will be saved. Walk in the light. You don't have to stay back there in the darkness. You just believe what he did on the cross and say, Lord, I believe, and I receive what you did for me. and I'm going to walk with you the rest of my life. Give your life to the Lord and you can live for eternity in him. And when you fall asleep, you'll wake up in his presence to live forevermore in him. You die once to sin, but you'll live forevermore with him. And it's worth it all. It's worth it all. It's so hard to live for the Lord. You're going to have trials, but he'll go with you through those trials. He will go through you through those tests.
Amen.
Praise God. Yes, all you have to do is believe what he did on the cross. He paid the price. He paid the price. We was guilty. We was, and you know what? Listen, look at this. I don't know if you ever thought of this. God knew Satan was in the garden. He knew Satan was in the garden. And when Satan, when he presented himself to Eve, and he told her, Eve, he said, you won't surely die. He just wanted Eve and Adam to disobey God. That's what he wanted them to do. He wanted them to disobey God to eat the fruit. He wanted them to be disobedient. And that's what he wants us to do today. He wants us to disobey God. And he knew when they disobeyed God, they was going to die spiritually. And that's what happened to them. They died spiritually right then. See, that's why he tries to get us to disobey God. They died spiritually right then, and they got put out of the garden. And when we disobey God, we sin. See? Because, and then, and really they died naturally too, because they did not right then, because 1,000 years was as a day with God. And no man lived the whole day. No man lived the whole day. When you look in the Bible, no man lived the whole day. I think Methuselah lived almost a whole day. But no man lived the whole day when you go back and look at the Bible, at the years that they lived. They lived almost a whole day. But they died spiritually that day. And that's what he wanted. See, the tree of life was in there too. But he wasn't caring about the tree of life. He just wanted them to disobey God. And when they disobeyed God, they got kicked out of the garden. And that's what he wants us to do, is disobey. And when you disobey, you commit sin. See, he knew what he was doing. He's cunning. He's cunning. So we have to know the works of the devil. God wants us not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. So he's trickery. He's cunning. That's why we have to pray and read God's word and ask him to help us.
Yes.
Because he is so cunning and tricky. And we have to ask God to help us because he's a deceiver. He is a deceiver of the brother. He's a liar and he's still lying. And if you're not careful, he'll deceive you.
Yes, he will.
He will deceive you. And that's what he did to Adam. And he deceived her. The fruit is good to look at. It's one to make one wise. He said, you will be as God to know good and evil. And he approached it to her where it looked good. And that's what he'll do sin. He don't let you see the bad side of it. He'll make you see the good. He don't make it look, he don't, he shows you, he makes it look appetizing, good to you. But he don't show you the bad side of sin. He don't let you see that side. See, that's why you have to be careful. Because he is cunning and he's tricky. And he will trick you up if you're not careful.
Yes.
That's why we have to talk to God, seek God's face. Because he will trick you. He said if possible he would deceive the elect. That's what the word said. But said he shortened the days. So we have to seek God's face and ask God to lead and guide us. I say, Lord, when I'm getting somewhere, I said, Lord, you lead me. You go before me. because Satan's out there to deceive and trap you up. We need to ask him, if I don't ask before I leave on my way, I say, Lord, you go before me. Because we don't know what's out there. We don't know. So Satan, he'll go before you if he can, and he'll put something in your way. So we have to let God guide us. We don't know. But God sees it all. He said, I know your thoughts are far off. And we're his children, and he's going to protect us. But he don't want us to be ignorant. He don't want us to be foolish. So sometimes we can be foolish, but he don't want us to be foolish. We have to pray and ask God to lead and guide us and direct our path. We have to. And pray and keep prayer over our children and over our loved ones. Keep prayer over us. Because Satan will set a trap out there for you. But God can lead us around that trap. But we have to ask him to help us. We don't know everything. We haven't made it yet. We haven't made it yet. We're still on the journey. But God knows. He said a good step is ordered by the Lord. We have to help him to ask him to help us. Because he knows what's best for us. He knows what's best. So we have to continue to pray and ask him to lead and guide us. And pray for our brothers and our sisters. We can't just pray for me. We have to pray for our brothers and our sisters. We have to. Because they're going through too. Our leaders, pray for our leaders. They're going through too.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we all on a spiritual journey. And we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. Principalities. Rulers of darkness in this world. We have to stay on guard. Praise God. He can get in your dreams. If he can't get in, he'll get in your dreams. And we have to rebuke the enemy. We must rebuke the enemy. Praise the blood. Praise God. Praise God. Just like Jesus had to feel a way and pray. Don't you know we have to pray too? We have to pray. God's face fast. Some things come faster than praying. But we have to do it too. We have to do it too. And I thank God for this podcast. I thank God for what he's doing. Apostle being fit to asked me to be on it. I thank God for him. Sometimes we don't see, but somebody can see further than we can see. I thank God for that. Thank God for using him and open that door. Praise God. So sometimes things will make you pray more and fast more and make you study more. So God has a way that's mighty sweet. Now, thank God for you on today. Praise God. Pray for me. Pray for me. Praise God. We're just going to keep serving God and keep on praying for one another because people's going through. People's going through. And a lot's not praying for themselves. A lot's not praying. Our young people, a lot of praying for themselves, and we have to lift them up in prayer. So Satan's out to this by our young people. He is, and we have to continue to keep them in prayer. Keep them in prayer. They know what they're doing, and they don't know what they're doing. They don't know. But we know prayer changes things. Prayer is a strong weapon that we have, that we need to use. We have to use it and believe and trust God to work it out. To work it out.
So y'all be encouraged. Be encouraged and believe God.
Yes.
Believe God.
Yes.
We have to pray for ourselves and believe God. Yes, we do. Praise the Lord. So anyone have any comments or prayer requests at this time?
Yes, I'd like to lift up the families of the young man that was beaten and lost, and then he died from the beating from the police. I'd like to lift up that family.
Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, Lord.
Lift up my family, my children, Lord.
Yes.
I lift them up every day, every night. And,
yes, Lord.
And also I lift up prayer for me. I have some medical problems.
Yes.
So, and I know the Lord's going to heal
Lord.
Me from it. Yes,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Lord.
My comment is this. I have been police chaplain, been part of law enforcement 20-plus years, and whenever I saw what I saw, I did not feel that I would have been able to sit with those officers. But this is what God, I saw God in this. That young man's mama said that she did not hate them. She forgave them. She felt sorry for them because they got to live with that for the rest of their lives. And they disgraced their family. They disgraced the community. That was just, that was an awesome testimony. Here is a woman that lost her son who was, and I'm stating it like it is. They beat him to death. They murdered him for no reason. For no reason. And she could stand there. And I listened to her husband. Cause that was his stepdaddy. I guess she remarried. I listened to him. He said pretty much the same thing she said. Her husband, the boy's daddy, was in California. He said pretty much what his wife said about her son. That was God. That was God.
Lord,
they were believers. They knew God.
Yes.
And God was sending a message to the world.
Lord Jesus. Lord, mercy, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. And it takes God when you can say that and not hold anything against him. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
That was an awesome testimony. That was the Holy Spirit speaking, trying to tell us we need to get our act together.
Lord, you have to forgive. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. So they were supposed to uphold the law, and then they going to do that? Lord, have mercy. Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Because Jesus said, vengeance is mine. I will repay.
That's right.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. And I want to lift up Delonnie. I think that's their last name, Delonnie family, their mother. Had a blood clot to go to her heart, and she died, I think, yesterday morning. My pastor called, and his neighbor that lives in front of them in Jonesville, and he called the prayer request for that family, and it just was really a shock. So I think it's the Lonnie family that really needs your prayers. Lord, have mercy. Death is riding, so death is riding, and people is grieving, and it takes God to comfort their heart. We know he can and he will. They are hurting today.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask Pastor if he would lead us to the throne of grace. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Apostle.
Okay.
Yes.
As we sit and look around us, we see the hand of God in everything.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
But the world has a tendency to try to blind us from seeing God's will being done.
Yes, Lord.
The enemy that we call the devil.
Jesus.
The Messiah, God's beloved son, said that he destroyed the works of the devil.
Lord have mercy.
Therefore,
Jesus.
We don't have to be concerned about the devil doing anything because he said the word is clear. He says that he's running to and fro like a roaring lion.
Yes.
He's not a lion.
Yes.
We have, once we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have the blessing. We have the protection. We have been given the authority over demons, scorpions, serpents, and power over the enemy.
Over the enemy.
And it is up to us to teach them. And Almighty Creator, we ask you to forgive us when we miss the opportunity to speak.
Yes, Lord.
To speak the word, your word.
Yes, your word.
And, oh God, please forgive us for being judgmental.
Yes,
please
forgive
us for having evil thoughts in our mind. Because that's where Satan is attacking.
Lord,
and we just thank you for the word.
Thank you.
For
yes,
the
Lord,
word is the way we know you.
Yes,
for you give us a merge of faith, and we expand and increase
Lord,
our faith by studying the word.
Yes,
and
Lord,
whenever we make the word our foundation,
we
can stand. We can stand
and
defeat the enemy.
Yes,
we can
Lord.
Stand in the gap for others and
yes,
not be
Lord.
Fearful. Well,
yes,
we know
Lord.
That the enemy is coming, but we know your word says that
word is true.
You will protect us and provide for
you
us.
Protect.
Your
yes,
word
Lord.
Also said that calling to your beloved son, that he has destroyed
Lord.
The works of the devil.
Therefore,
the enemy... The enemy cannot harm us.
Thank
As
you, God.
We continue through this journey, we
yes,
go
Lord.
In your name.
Yes.
And also we know that the enemy has created some stuff out there that looks like you, that try to get us to accept the way it thinks, because it's deceiving us into believing it is doing your will. And they're only successful, mighty Creator, when we don't read the word for ourselves. And when we don't rely on the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth.
The all truth.
But that's why your son told the disciples to go and stay in the upper room until the Spirit comes.
Jesus.
And when that spirit came, it came as a rushing wind.
Rushing wind.
Rushing wind.
Yes,
but
Lord.
The world has taught us that if we can't experience it with our five senses, it's not true.
Yes.
It's not real.
Yes.
That's the big lie of Satan.
Yes.
And
Lord
we just
Jesus.
Say thank you for the word.
Thank
we thank you,
you
for
thank
those
you.
Who've gone before us.
Yes,
and who
Lord.
Left us the word.
Yes,
is this
Lord.
Nothing but the Lord's Prayer?
Yes,
and
Lord.
Jesus taught his disciples to say, Abba, Father, who art in heaven.
Yes,
he made
yes,
a
Lord.
Distinction between our earthly Father and our heavenly Father.
Yes,
and he went on, Thy kingdom come. on earth.
Yes, Lord.
And you just made it clear that we should seek you first, the kingdom, your kingdom and your righteousness.
Kingdom, your kingdom.
And you gave us a way to be forgiven of our sins.
Oh, yes, you did, Lord.
We forgive those who trespass against us.
Oh, yes,
and once we can forgive them, you will forgive us.
Yes, Lord. You will forgive us.
And also you said that we give you thanks for our daily bread. And we thank you for the bread on our table.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Thank you for providing a means and way to give those who are hungry food. Give them their bread.
Yes. Yes.
And we
just
thank you.
Thank you.
We know that we have power, all power and glory. And we know that we have that because we believe. We just
believe.
Jesus.
Yes, we believe.
And in so doing, you have chosen a few of us for a time as this.
Yes.
You chose
like
us to speak your word.
Yes.
And that word that's being spoken is bringing comfort and joy to the hearer.
Oh, God.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we say thank you. And
thank
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We
thank
you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Praise God. And we just say shalom to next time. Praise God.
Amen.
Lord, thanks
praise
for
God.
The word.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
God. Thank
amen.
You. Have a blessing.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
You too. All right.